Testing, testing, testing. Okay.
We do, yep. So if we can take roll call? Well, welcome everybody. We're glad you're all here. Hopefully, Jeff was just telling us that the parking was not Utah County's fault. So don't complain to Utah County about the parking.
The Smith's parking lot is only a half mile away.
I know.
It wasn't the attorney's fault.
So if we could do roll call, just Tyson, just go around the room, starting with you.
Tyson Skeen with the Utah Prosecution Counsel.
Rob Van Dyke, Kane County Attorney.
Eric Clark, Washington County Attorney.
Brett Robinson from Salve County District Attorney's Office.
Randall McCune, Cedar City Attorney's Office.
Ed Montgomery, South Georgia.
Steven Flint, Duchesne County Attorney.
Jeff Gray, Utah County Attorney. Jeff Human-Swap, not on the council.
Dan Burton, Attorney General's Office.
Karen Walker, Provost City Attorney's Office.
Bob Church, UPC.
Ron Waite, UPC.
Marilyn Lawson, UPC.
Okay.
Review the minutes from the previous meeting.
I move to approve.
Second.
Second. Wait, somebody, you need a second? Say I did. I'll second.
Bob, the 24 budget review closeout.
Yeah, so you've got our closeout or the final budget. You know, if anybody has any questions, happy to answer those. We carried over $150,000. I thought it would be just a little bit less than that, but it was right at $150,000. So that puts us pretty good for next year. Remember that we did have to give $90,000 back, that whole issue. But anyway. If anybody has any questions on the closeout of the budget. Yeah, any questions there? Just because we had such a healthy carryover this year, as you can see, what I'm proposing, and this budget has that built in, I can add it back in, is for our DUI and DV boot camps and our visual trial skills, since those are smaller. It's kind of outside the normal training curriculum, and we understand that training budgets for offices, some of the smaller ones, can be tight. We're proposing that we don't charge the $125 registration fee for those courses, but then charge, you know, the normal fee for every other course. So that's the only thing that is different from the budget that I proposed in April. And so, you know, if you want to discuss that. We're going to continue to pay the lodging for the students at BASIC. There was just that one or two years that we didn't, but we paid for it this year. We're planning on paying for it next year. That's factored into the budget as well. So that's really the only substantial change from the proposed budget in April. And then, just so you're aware, is we have applied for an $8,000 mini grant through our national organization. It's funded by NHTSA. To help defray the cost of the DUI boot camp. Originally, we had planned on holding that just at College Drive, but if we can get this mini grant, we're looking at possibly going to Logan or someplace off the Wasatch Front, and then use that mini grant to help defray the hotel costs.
We didn't approve this last time, you just presented it.
Correct. Yeah, we need an approval.
So moved.
Second. Dan? Okay, Dan and Rob, thank you. Dan. Okay, an update on our person. Oh, sorry.
Call the vote on that.
Oh, sorry. Getting ahead of myself, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Okay. So moving on to personnel. So I'm not sure. Tyson, are you in Teams?
I'm not.
Okay.
Would you like me to be?
Well, I'm just not monitoring if there's a chat. Let me see what we've got going on in the chat. Oh, sorry. Yes. So Marilyn, Stuart, and Sam both voted in the affirmative. Thanks, Stuart and Sam. I didn't catch that. Yeah, Stuart. Oh, yes. Sorry. I thought Stuart Williams and Samantha Smith are online. So we did hire a secretary, Emma Johnson, recent college graduate, young, 23. Not that that really made a difference or factored into our decision, but she's super eager, really smart, has just been going like gangbusters, has been to, came up to BASIC and assisted. She has been to one of our other conferences to observe. Is doing a great job. She is interested in the legal profession. I understand she's studying for the LSAT. For those of you that knew Nathan Evershed, know Nathan Evershed, she is his niece. So she has, and again, not that we didn't find that out until after the interview, but she's been doing a really great job. She'd be here today, but she's out of town with her family, so. Once again, I'm going to go to approach the legislature this next year. In the process of completing, there's a series of 10 questions that our personnel office asked me that I fill out to provide to the, is it GOMBP, whatever that acronym is?
Yeah, the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget.
PB, Planning and Budget.
Budget Planning, one of those two.
One of those
they
two.
They plan and they budget.
Yeah, they budget and they plan. So I'm in the process of filling that out this year. I don't think I did one last year other than just make the request for the DB resource prosecutor. If you recall, we're trying to divide Trent. Also, Trent is in Memphis, Tennessee training. Otherwise, he would be here. But we're wanting to divide him because right now, I'd say probably 80 to 90% of his time is spent doing the trauma-informed sexual assault training. And he's not intentionally neglecting the DB portion of it. It's just the reality of all of the statutorily mandated sexual assault training he has to do. We're not getting as much DB done. So last year, I think really all I did was ask and make a petition. I'm grateful that I'm able to fill out this questionnaire because I'm loading it down with facts. I've been working with Utah, the Domestic Violence Coalition, and they provided me some updated research on statistics showing number of cases that were filed compared to the number of cases that were reported. And there's like a 15 to 20% difference in cases that are reported to this national database of domestic violence versus the lower number that are actually prosecuted. And so what I'm doing with this memo is just pointing out the need and hoping that this is true, that if we had somebody who was dedicated to DB and was a resource prosecutor, that they could go, and this is probably going to be primarily in the cities that do a lot of that, but help with motion work, maybe even second chair trials, be a resource, help develop expert witnesses. I know Donna and Marlise, after her, we're trying to develop a pool of expert witnesses that could testify in domestic violence cases. But again, just because of their time, I don't know that we really develop that, and certainly not off the Wasatch Front. And so that would be another thing. And so I'm hoping that this year, maybe armed with a little bit more actual data, we can convince the legislature to fund this position full time. You recall that at one point they were going to give me funds for one year, and you know it just wasn't going to work. So I'm hoping that this year we can convince them to give us ongoing funds. And so if we do that, I'm hoping that we'll be able to add a full-time resource prosecutor for domestic violence. The AG's office has been really gracious. They're holding an office open for us up on the third floor where we're at, and right now we just filled it up with swag. But if we hire somebody, we'll get rid of that and hire somebody. So,
do we have a legislative champion for this at all yet?
I don't, not really. That's something else I wanted to talk to you about. I know Lieutenant Governor is big on that, but I don't know if that's really the right person to go to. So maybe you and I can talk and
Well, and if there's anyone here who's got a good relationship with their legislator, that's also useful, especially if they're in EOCJ, that Appropriation Subcommittee, that would be helpful. So Burton helped us out with the SWAP piece. He might be interested.
Oh, yeah.
He's close to leadership as well.
Okay.
No relation to me, but he's also
Good.
Yes. Senator Stevenson might be amenable.
Stevenson as well.
Because he beat up with Salt Lake so bad, maybe we could come in as and say, well, you should help us in a different way or something.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay.
But we should talk to them probably in the next few weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
Get too deep into things. And
right.
Get that
right.
Lined up. And this doesn't seem like it would be very hard to lift.
Yeah, I hope not. Do you get a sense of, is this year going to be a better year, a not so lean year?
I don't know.
We know yet.
Every year's a bad year, according to
us. It's always a bad year.
Yeah.
Stop asking for money.
I know, right? Okay. Okay. So that's all I have on personnel.
Training committee, and we just finished up basic again. Group of 18, very eager, very highly motivated, smart people. It's a tremendous course. The rest of the training stuff is in materials if you want to take a look. Visual trial skills is an ongoing thing. That I didn't see in there, but a very worthwhile course. Talked about an advanced trial skills course. Logistically, it's a little bit difficult. Bob, what is your sense on that?
Well, this is going to be the last year that we're sponsoring Civil Conference. And so there has been talk that one is that UPAA is talking about wanting to slide into the slot where Civil Conference has always been in the fall, but that would still mean that, especially now with Emma, who is eager to help out with conferences, that we could start, you know, seriously looking at another, you know, two nights or a day and a half or 2.5 days. Doing an advanced skills course. What my wish list in hiring Emma, or, you know, for the position is that she could help out with some of the smaller boot camps or the visual trials, and so alleviate some of those responsibilities from Marilyn for having to do, you know, all of the busy work associated with that, so that a bigger conference like an advanced trial skills Marilyn would have time for. And so that's kind of my end goal. And so what I would suggest is if the training committee, I mean, if the council would like us to see on our 25, maybe even to 26 schedule, creating an advanced trial skills course, the training committee meets next month, and that's something that we could talk about, that we could plan, that we could put on the agenda. I know this last year with the visual trial skills, that was kind of a compromise. As we said, there were so many that wanted to learn how, you know, to use the visual in trial work, that would take the place of our advanced trial skills. But I have heard, and we get feedback, especially from our prosecutors that are in the 5 to 8 year, that still remember how good basic was, and are looking for, you know, just are hungry for more advanced skills. So I think that there is a desire in years past, probably not so much, but I think now that there would be enough of a desire and students that could come to that we could probably look at putting that logistically putting that on our calendar.
How much extra time do you guys have? I mean, I know last time we met we're talking about, you know, 13 different events throughout the year.
Yeah.
And you guys are stretched to the limit. I mean, can we realistically add more stuff? Do you guys have enough resources to do what you need to do?
Is, and Marilyn can chime in, I mean, she's been watching Emma, is if I mean, this is something that we'd have to transition her into. I don't know, she's certainly not ready to be negotiating contracts and things like that. That's what I'm saying, is some of these smaller courses that we do at Heber Well or at College Drive, that Emma could take charge of that, where there's no hotels and, or, you know, minimal. We get a hotel for Blair, our instructor. But do you think we could transition another year where she could take over some of that and then we could add another conference?
Yeah, I think once she gets the financial piece under her belt and time management.